Hey, Stretch Linkians, it's me, Heinous Rhines. Boy, have we got a great show for you. Episode 7, it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be more fun than a pinata filled with Viagra. And now here's Uncle Wonkles to tell you all about today's episode.
Hey, everybody, Stretch Linkians and other musical fans out there in fandom world.
Fandom land.
Fandom land, which is a new town, I've been told, in upstate New York.
Right.
We got a great show today. In fact, we got a brand new segment, Heinous, something that's never been seen in the history of mankind.
That's right. It's going to feature our old childhood pal, Nib Geebles. It's a new segment called Living the Life Of.
That's right. Living the Life Of, which is a new interview segment that we're rolling out in this particular podcast. And we're going to be interviewing all kinds of interesting folks over the next few months, hopefully, people who are willing to participate in our madness.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to interview Nib Geebles, as Heinous mentioned. He's an artist and musician and jack of all trades, nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to play some clips from his spoken word CD called Teenager.
Absolutely, absolutely. So everybody do stay tuned for that, and we got a great episode coming up. And today's song is Why Not, a Stretch Links classic that does feature Mr. Heinous Rhines on vocals.
Yay! Yes! And I kill off all the main characters with Satanism.
What a great story. What a great pastiche of America. Wouldn't you say, Heinous?
I would. That would be the exact word I would use.
Well, let's roll out that little pastichio.
Yeah, let's get that baby rolling.
I love pastichio ice cream.
Right there. failed, I thought I'd atone. But since there's a sink here, well, I wasn't alone. The sink often told me just how Satan felt, and told me to hang myself using my belt. I said, all right then, why not? All right then, why not?
And that was Why Not with Mr. Heinous Rhines accelerating at insane, dangerous speeds, hurtling around corners and careening just dangerously and most frighteningly towards big, giant trees and boulders. But he managed to tell a poignant,
heartfelt...
A poignant, heartfelt song that had great meaning and depth.
Oh, why, thank you, uncles. Hey, let's quickly do the rundown. That's me on the ukulele and vocals. You're pulling double duty there on bass guitar and acoustic guitar, where you did an awesome, awesome dissonant solo, keeping all the, keeping all the creepiness right up there on the surface where it belongs.
Oh, well, thank you.
And then our old pal Dangerous Dave playing the drums there. Did a wonderful
That's right.
Job.
And that's another one of those great numbers where Heinous came to me one like sunny morning with his eyes glazed over because he'd been playing ukulele since 3 in the morning and said, check this out, and played a clonkety, clunkety, clinkety. And before you knew it, there was this marvelous tale of wonder and human tragedy.
Yes, another Stretch Lynx classic was born. Hey, and a quick note to all you young songwriters out there who are desperate to kill off all the characters in your song in an economical 2 verses or less, hey, try Satanism. Works wonders. Very, very economical.
He is a sharp-edged antagonist.
Indeed he is. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel I'm here to teach America's youth, you know? So
I've always thought that about you, Heinous, that you your real calling is to be a teacher. You should be one of those... You know, one of those lone figures on a rock at the top of a high hill.
Promoting Satanism, yes.
Well, not doing that, but just, you know, with all the children around you and all of them are holding little wildflowers and you're just, you're sharing your wisdom.
Wildflowers and ukuleles.
A living life of, living a life of, a lot of rice and beans. Lots of things, rice and beans and lots of things. Oh, living a life of, living a life of. Frozen little bits, frozen little pieces, frozen little bits, frozen little pieces, frozen little bits. Oh, living a life of. Textures and patterns and surfaces, 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 living a life of, living a life of. Things that smell, things that smell pungent, things that smell, things that smell, things that smell, things that smell.
Welcome, Stretch Lynx fans. We have a very special guest today, an old dear friend of ours, Mr. Nib Giebles, who's traveled all the way from Australia to come. Wait a minute. That's not where you're from.
I've known him for many a moon.
That's right. Rhines and I, are the first social event that Rhines and I went to together was an amusement park where Rhines resented my presence because I was the third wheel.
That's right. That meant we had to, you had to sit with a stranger on like roller coasters and stuff sometimes, and you had hair like down to the middle of your back.
Where is that hair now?
It's under the house. I'm very glad to be part of your Stretch Lynx podcast. Thank you for the invitation, which I was only too glad to take up. I consider the Stretch Lynx sort of a demented Everly Brothers.
Mr. Nib Giebles is actually the official Stretch Links historian. Is that correct, Mr. Nib?
Actually, I considered myself the unofficial Stretch Links historian, but I'm glad to be upgraded. I did think that maybe some of the Stretch Links fans, the stretch heads, as you call them, might like to know some of the pre-history of the Stretch Links, which I'm only too happy to offer.
Uh-oh. I'm fastening my seatbelt.
Having known both the Stretch Links when they were young persons. I don't know what you've told the Stretch Links fans on the podcast.
We don't tell them anything.
I should have known that.
Close-lipped.
Keep them in the dark is my attitude. Right, Heinous?
Absolutely.
The Stretch Links are kind of like almost like a Trojan horse. I mean, there's a knock at the door, and you answer the door, and there's, oh, it's just a couple of guys dressed up like a scrotum. Oh, we'll let them in. You know, and it's like the music's really quite infectious, and before you know it, it's like you're being pummeled.
You know, Wonks, I feel like we're being a bit rude to our guest here. We should ask him a few things about what he does, and let him plug some of his incredible merchandise.
Nib Giebles is a extraordinarily talented artist and writer and entrepreneur and all around nice person. Tell us about some of your work, Mr. Nib Giebles. I know you produce a calendar, an annual calendar, which is quite renowned.
I do. I produce a calendar, and I'm going to tell you about the calendar, but I know Robert was saying all those nice things about me, and I kind of feel like he's saying it because he doesn't want me to mention about the hamburgers when Rhines was making hamburgers at the apartment that Rhines and I shared on Oak Street, and Robert took the hamburgers off the stove. And what did he do with them, Rhines?
You know, I don't remember the story.
I can't believe this. No, he took the hamburgers off the stove and he went in the bathroom and locked himself in the bathroom and he wouldn't come out.
Hamburglar.
Which he couldn't remember, but anyway. So it was about the same time that the Stretch Links were actually sort of forming that I was building a calendar. And mm-hmm. Rhines and I, we decided that the holidays that we're all so accustomed to were not really what we needed. And so we came up with our own holidays to put on the Nib Giebles calendar.
That's right.
Offend Loved Ones Day. And
yeah, yeah.
Still
undermine Someone's Authority Day. That was a beauty.
Yeah, that one's also still celebrated.
Your calendar is adorned with your fine artwork and your many inspired, whimsical, surrealist drawings, which we're all big fans of.
Thank you, Mr. Wonkles.
Hey, Giebs, I want you to mention, because this, you know, it kind of came out of left field when all of a sudden you made a CD. And I was like, wow, you know, it's not enough. He's doing his artwork, his calendars, writing his absolutely brilliant chicken gimlet stories. And the next thing I know, behind my back, you've been moonlighting, obviously. You come out with a spoken word CD.
Yeah, I did. Teenager.
Genius. Yes.
Teenager, and I actually was compared to the Stretch Links one at one time by Ethan Summers, who said, I like this as much as I like the Stretch Links.
Did you slap him?
That's a horrible thing to say. No, I would like to actually ask you about your writing, because I admire your writing and your imagination, and you've always had a sort of insane surrealist slant to your work. You released a CD of that work.
I did. It's called Teenager, and I worked with a musician in Seattle. His name is Eric Richards, a multi-talented individual, and he, through much of the CD, plays a saw with a violin bow.
No kidding. I didn't even realize that. Tell us about the process of putting that CD together. What was the inspiration for that?
Well, Eric is a big fan of spoken word and poetry, and at the time I was doing a lot of the public appearances, you know, these poetry reading and spoken word events, and I actually had sat down one day and decided that I was going to write short stories and poems, and I was going... Well, okay, forget it.
Someone didn't like that. Well, I think we're going to play a selection or two from Teenager, Nib Gebel's spoken word CD. Actually, is there any place they can the fans can acquire that CD, Nib?
What the only way to get that CD right now is to go to nibgebels.com and hit the contact link. Send me an email and tell me you're interested.
Are there any particular favorites that of yours on this disc?
Yeah, from that CD, I would really like it if the cut we played was Toady Love Handles, because it's about another individual who has passed through the Stretch Links orbit.
Uh-huh. Very mysterious. And who is Toady Handles?
Toady Love Handles is also known as Toad Ray, Charles Intestine.
Well, there's, of course, Zen Master Marky Ray.
Yeah, okay, Marky Ray, Zen Master Marky Ray.
Wait a minute, mm-hmm. I think I might know this guy.
I've known him since preschool.
That's right.
Actually, there's some a little bit of a conceit here, because Mr. Love Handles is also played on a couple Stretch Links songs.
That's right.
Yes, he performed live with the Stretch Links in Cleveland, I believe, at one of our very few live performances.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that very well.
So, is there any setup to this track that we're about to play?
No, just play the cut, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay. Here it is. This is
Toady Love Handles
by Nib Gebels
with Eric Richards and his All Chimp Orchestra.
An open letter to the drug supplier at Peterson Middle School. To whom it may concern, I found your name in the police reports, and I'm contacting you now in reference to Toady Love Handles. According to testimony, you've been his supplier. Now, I'm not writing to pass judgment. I know you have feelings. I know your family comes first and everyone has to do what they do to get by. But let me say this. Toady Love Handles is only 14. He's a good kid. He carries a gun? Yes. His fingerprints were found? Yes. He's impressionable. He doesn't know his own strength? Again, yes. But he's a good kid with a bright future, and your seductive cash flow and high-minded living are what led him to these crossroads. Toady had never even uttered a dirty word before you got him hooked on grass. And now he's popping pills, and I don't know what else. His mind is a cesspool. It was your pithy hooliganism that led him from his studies and into the teeming underworld. I'm writing because I believe it's not too late. I think we can bring Toady back. And okay, so he may spend a few years in a juvenile home. It weighs heavy on my brow, but I believe we can bring Toady back. And I say we because I'll need you to help me. And after what you've done, giving him dope and feeding him delusions, leading him on the tight wire that tripped him up and turned a loving, honest boy into an animal, I would think you'd be willing to do anything to help. What I'm saying is this. Will you please leave town and take your dope and your good times with you and promise me you'll never talk to Toady Love Handles again, let alone supply him with the poisons that tainted his young mind? I thank you. For Toady's sake, if you're not the same person who was the drug supplier at Peterson Middle School, then please accept my apologies for this inconvenience. Yours sincerely, Pastor Fuzz.
Hell, it's only a nugget.
Hey, Stretch Links fans, it's time for the Nugget of Wonderness, and of course you'll recall that the Nugget of Wonderness are the strange little bits and pieces that can't be heard anywhere except stretchlinks.com. That's our website. Please go there, have fun, wander around, get lost, enjoy the nooks and crannies, and look for Nugget of Wonderness, which this week is Lawn Chair Part 2.
Yeah.
The long-awaited sequel to Lawn Chair Part 1.
The adventure continues.
Exactly right. And we want you to know, too, that unfortunately the mailman never showed up today. I think he's on a bender or something. I don't really know what's up. But we do want to encourage you to send your emails to info@stretchlinks.com because we will answer your emails and talk all about your particular question and thought. And we really welcome that. So please send them along.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Ryan.
Well, I guess that about does it. Thanks, fellows. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thank you, Nib Giebles. It was a real pleasure having you here, as always, and hopefully we'll have you back again as a guest.
Thank you.
Yes, it was an honor and a privilege, young man.
And make some more Stretch Links music, some new tunes.
Cheeks are simmering. Cheeks are simmering. Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is wiggling.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling. Smile!
I hate that music, and I don't feel like smiling. And you can't make me smile, Uncle Wonkles. You can't do it.
Oh, Mr. Heinous, so heinous, rhymes a roll.
All right, it worked.
Oh, but you got some shoes and a nose.
Stop thinking about my shoes.
Oh.
Well, I don't feel like smiling because yet another podcast is coming to an end. That always makes me sad.
Well, it does make me sad, too. But, you know, I've got an idea for our Stretch Links listeners. Mm-hmm. I've been so curious to know what all the Stretch Links listeners do while they listen to the Stretch Links podcast.
That's right, yeah.
And we're asking all of you to send us your emails to info@stretchlinks.com to let us know what it is you do. Are you bowling? Are you laundering? Are you trimming your trees? Are you scrubbing your spatulas? What do you do while you listen? That's just something that's been driving me completely insane.
We are dying to know. But everybody, you take care. We're going to see you next time. We're going to leave you with a little teaser of next week's song, which is called Doo-Wah Doo-Wah, and features a guy losing fingers every couple of verses. Right, Wonks?
That's true. We want you to keep track of how many digits are lost. This is another wonderful story song Heinous Rhines and I wrote many years back, but do enjoy it. It's featured in next week's episode. And thanks so much for listening to the Stretch Links podcast. We'll see you soon.
Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
When I first saw Wanda, she was crying in a laundromat. She had put her favorite wool sweater in one of the dryers, and I volunteered to get it out for her. But in what the owner described as the most gruesome and uncanny laundering mishap he'd ever seen, I lost 3 fingers on my left hand. She rushed me to the hospital, and we were married 6 weeks later. Doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah.
All music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretch Links and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2008, The Stretch Links.
We want to let you all know that I have no idea what I'm saying.